Mr. Calhoun wanted everybody to go and register to vote, but we had to dress up, heels, everything, like we're going to church.
And so you guys would dress up to go register to vote.
Right.
And you had to walk from Auburn Avenue.
To the courthouse.
To the courthouse.
I mean, everybody just looked at us walking down the street.
Because
we were all dressed up, and they were as if to say, where are these people going? Because it was a big group of us.
Did you guys face any confrontation once you got into City Hall?
No. Everybody was on their behavior.
Their best behavior,
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was in business school for a year, a little over a year.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. After you left there, is that when you started working?
Right.
Okay. What would you say was maybe your worst job?
Well, my worst job was when I was working at Woolworth.
Okay. What did you do there?
Well, I was a waitress.
Oh, okay.
I was a waitress, and that particular day, our supervisor came down, and she said, okay, we're having some people coming in for lunch, and I want you all to serve these people, but the black people cannot be served. And then I told her, I said, I'm sorry, I'm quitting.
Oh, so you quit that day?
I quit that day.
People were coming in to be served along with your regular lunch crowd.
Right.
And they wanted you guys to not serve the black patrons.
That's
only the white patrons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You had been there a month.
Right.
Prior to that time, though, you guys had never been confronted with black patrons coming in wanting to be served.
No.
Did she ask you to stay? Was she mean about it?
No, she said, will you please stay? I said, no, I can't stay. A person can really, really feel bad when someone, just to look at someone and tell them that I can't serve you, because service is what all of us need, some service. I mean, just no way I can just tell somebody I can't give you this and I can't give you that. If I have it, I give it to you. I just couldn't see myself telling someone you can't eat.